Well, I got myself a cup of coffee. It's an early morning broadcast. Haven't done one of these in quite a while. So everybody, thank you for tuning on in. Podcast number 312. Got the wife along with me today.
Yep, I'm here, bright and early.
You're a morning person. I am not. So we're going to go ahead and get this one underway. We do have some San Diego Comic-Con news that we can discuss, although we do have some other video game news that can tie along in with it as well. But let's talk about what we have been doing most recently. I've been playing more games than you, but you've been watching more shows than me.
That is a very accurate statement.
Although I have not been playing many games, I'm getting kind of, I guess, bored with Fortnite. I don't know. Just seems to be dragging on and on. And I understand it's the same game. I understand it's a nice free game. We do have some Fortnite news to talk about a little bit later. I'm just starting to lose the appeal to it.
I think I jumped ship two seasons ago because I was just done. I needed something new and I moved on, but I'm sure I'll be back again. I'm sure I'll get roped in, but I need a break.
Is there any games that you've been playing?
No, actually, I have not played a single game since the last time we talked.
So what have you been watching then? Because I know you just haven't been doing anything.
So I finished Outlander. That's on Netflix, but I'm still two seasons behind. I finished the first half of The Witcher in one day and was very sad because now I have to wait one more day for the rest of the season. And now I'm just waiting because there's really nothing else that I want to watch.
What about the show you're watching right now?
Background noise. It's Steel Magnolias, I think. I'm not 100% sure.
Sweet Magnolias?
Oh, see, I don't even know. It's just background because there's nothing else to watch unless I'm going to rewatch another show.
We have a bunch of streaming platforms, and I shouldn't say a bunch because I'm sure people out there have a lot more than us. But we are gifted to have probably over five, I would have to say.
Definitely over five.
Yeah, and I have been taking advantage, again, of Netflix. I haven't really touched Netflix in months, but I have picked up on the show called Alone, which premieres on A&E. Have you heard about that?
I have not.
Alone is, you get dropped off, one individual, there's 10 people that start this game, and you live out in the wilderness with the wilderness, and you have to survive by yourself. So you're talking about building up camp, getting everything for seasonal changes. You have to do hunting. They provide you with a few things I'm learning because I'm picking up on the ninth season that they have on Netflix. So they have eight other previous seasons. In season seven, from what I have also gathered, there has somebody that has lived by themselves for 100 days, which I don't find to be terrible. But I'm into the last episode of season nine, and it's now down to two people. So injury and sickness has taken a few of these people, and now we're starting to get into the winter months. So I'm curious on how long it's going to take.
Okay, wait a minute. Is this the show that I woke up to where this lady was putting dead animal parts on her face and doing some weird shit, just speaking to a camera?
Yes, so you saw the Halloween episode.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like beaver fangs, or it was some kind of fang or teeth that she was sticking in, because at that point they were probably alone with each other for over a month. And, you know, I don't blame them for doing some kind of weird shit, because I would see myself doing that too. I picked up on the show because somebody I talk with, I guess there's a contestant on that season that reminds them of me. And I was trying to figure out which one it was. I had it pinned down to two. I haven't seen that individual to ask them yet on which one it was. But the two people I have is Jacques, that was the very first one gone on day 15. Just kind of missed home and everybody and just left. But kind of like a long-haired hippie tree hugger type of thing. Hates killing the animals, as would I too. But, you know, there's a reason why you're out there. You're out there for survival, right? So you kind of have to do what you have to do if you want to survive. Then the next guy is Benji. Let's say he's middle-aged. I thought he would have went all the way through, and of course some spoilers, but I haven't seen the last episode, so I don't know exactly who's going to win. But Benji ended up getting sick, and it's got to be terrible for those individuals that, you know, are not followed by a camera crew. They don't have that 911 number to call to be dispatched, to have safety to come see you. I could not imagine living off the land for an extended period of time. So for that person, I guess it kind of flatters me that somebody on a TV show like that would, you know, resemble. But I couldn't do it. If I had to, sure. My wilderness survival skills and you being into the, you know, Cub Scouts and a little bit higher up in that anarchy, I don't believe that you would even survive very long either, because there's a lot that goes on. There's a lot that happens, and calorie depletion is definitely something that you would have to deal with, and that kind of fatigue and getting into the winter months, because they're up in Canada. And the average temperature of when you're waking up there without any wind has been in the low to mid 20s. And it's only going to, of course, drop from there. But it's really cool to see the process of the first couple episodes, to watch everybody build their shelter, see what they do. And being now 9 seasons in, a lot of these contestants now have been saying that they've been watching past seasons just to see what has been going on and where people have messed up, to where they can kind of craft their own little campsite. But it's really cool on how some people can just take the average everyday thing and utilize it into something else. It's really awesome to see. I'm hoping that the lady, I'm not going to say which one, comes out and gets on top as far as winning the entire competition. I really hope she does. And the other person that is in there started off the competition stating that he's going to start off completely negative, because anything that happens to him after that point is going to be a positive. So I kind of took it as like, well, that's kind of a fucked up way of looking at it, but it's also a very smart way of looking at it. And he surprised the hell out of me. I thought that he was going to quit a couple times. You talk about an individual that has to have a mentally tough personality to where you can deal with yourself and be your own worst enemy for that long. And a string of good luck, too, has to come into play, because when you start to get into those cold winter months, the grouse is like one of the big things that they go and they hunt. And the squirrels and all that, they're not around as much. Nobody shot any big game, so they do have bear, black bear, or polar bear in that area. They're not able to hunt any seals, and there's a couple restrictions that they do have, but it's a very good show. I would recommend anybody to sit and watch it. In the middle couple episodes of the season, it can get kind of boring, but then where I'm at on the last episode, it's starting to get good, because you're wondering when the person is going to tap out. You're wondering when the person is going to last and how long they're going to last, because there's no connection at all. So I picked up on that they had to do some kind of medical, hey, I'm okay, to wherever base camp is, just to let the safety medical staff crew know, because they can get medically pulled from this competition. A couple people have gotten injured. It's a really good show. You would have to be a survival expert, for sure. If you're a fan of the show Survivor, it puts that to fucking shame. And then I now watch the show Survivor because I put on an episode last night, and you really don't see, you hear people complaining about stuff, right? And, you know, I'm hungry or thirsty, whatever it is, but they're typically by a beachfront, or they have vegetation, or they have animals and stuff around them that they can hunt or they can do stuff, but you just never really see anything like that in Survivor.
Well, with Survivor, they focus on the game. But when you were describing the last guy left, the one that said he was going to view everything negative first, that reminds me of you, because you more go, okay, this is just how it's going to be. And then once it surpasses it, it's a positive for you. And then you take it in stride. You never really go in full throttle like, the world is my oyster. You're like, okay, this is probably not going to happen. This could happen, but this most likely is going to happen. That's what reminds, how you described the last person, reminds me of you.
I try to stay somewhat positive.
Well, I'm not saying you're being in the negative. I'm just saying, like, you have more of a realistic view of how things are going in. You're not going to say, like, I'm going in completely negative. It's like, I'm going in, this is kind of where I believe this is going to go. Anything after that that happens to you is how you're going to take the stride in the positive direction. That just kind of reminds me of how more you take in things.
I guess I have that mindset. Things could always be worse and things could always be better.
Yeah, you just kind of go in with more of a realistic ideal where I go in thinking back to our first 5K. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do great. I'm going to do fantastic.
Oh, you are so cute. You wanted a place. I'm like, oh, she had no idea.
But that's how like I go into things. Like, I can do this because I don't like being told, you can't do this. You're not going to do well. Or I don't think you can do this. Because then that to me is like, well, screw you. I got this. And then I go in with a mindset, I'm going to do this. And then I come out going, oh my freaking God, I did it. Not where I wanted to be, but holy crap, I'm dying. Like, I still did it, gave it everything I had. But I go in with unrealistic expectations because I don't want anything negative bringing me back.
Yeah, for those 5Ks, we have another one coming up here very shortly. Not this weekend, but the weekend after. You do have a mud race.
ORC this weekend.
What do they call it?
An obstacle racing course, ORC. Oh,
yeah, abbreviations and letters mean something.
It is my second ORC, and I'm hoping to actually travel to Ohio next year for a specific ORC, to be honest. It's called Savage Race, and it is basically like Tough Mudder, but it's in between Tough Mudder and Spartan. Because I would really love to do a Spartan, but that terrifies me.
It looks like fun.
I think I'm not going to be ready for a Spartan this year, but I believe next year I'll be ready for a Spartan. Especially, I think, after my competition in 2 weeks, I can really see what I'm made of.
Yeah, that's right, because you have a fitness games competition coming up in those 2 weeks.
I do, and I have to practice.
Looked at the workouts last night or what they're expecting you guys to do, and they're really not too bad.
Mm-mm. I think there's someone over there that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, I got the male Doberman moving my mic stand. The mic was in front of my face, and all of a sudden it went down and into my lap. So he's comfortable now. It's another hot day here in Michigan, so we are going to be having this heat wave coming through when our races are going to be going. Everybody out there, keep yourselves hydrated for sure. If you're working out there, seeing just some random fact. I know this is a video game podcast, but down there in Florida, a couple of the corals on the coral reef have been found to be bleach white, which means that they die. And it's going to be affecting a lot of that bullshit, that marine stuff. And you know, I don't get too much into it. I do believe that everything under the water terrifies me, just like up in space, terrifies me too, but it is always has been a curiosity. I love the water. I love snorkeling. I have never swam with sharks. I've caught sharks. I've ate sharks, but I really don't want to hang out with them unless I'm in a cage and I can be easily lifted up. Some parts of the ocean down there on the Keys in Florida has been reported to be over 100 degrees. How can that be good for any kind of life in the water that's trying to survive?
It's not.
Global warming is a thing. I guess everybody should have listened to Leonardo DiCaprio when he gave his long-ass speech after that one movie that he was in, Running with the Bear. I'm trying to think of the goddamn name of it. It's like 10 years ago. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sure my mom would have seen it, but to be honest, no.
It was a good movie. It's a really good movie. It was like the one time that he got, I think it was an Academy Award or a Golden Globe. I don't know, whatever an achievement it was. It's been so long ago, and I really don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. But he did mention something about global warming, and everybody kind of just wrote him off. And yeah, it kind of is a thing.
Well, Greta Thunberg is out there trying to bring it all up. So, I mean, there's people trying to make a difference, but then you have a whole world of people who don't care.
Yeah, and then you got you know, our neighbors just spray painting cars in their driveway and killing the ozone. So good old country living. Real quick for me with video games, besides Fortnite, I played a little bit of Diablo 4. I still like it. I have not participated in Season 1 just because it costs $10, and I'll get more into those kind of issues here in a little bit. I'm still experiencing issues getting in, just waiting, and it's a real shit thing. I can't stand it. Another thing I can't stand is that I really can't hold shit in my inventory, and it's just so goddamn frustrating when I'm trying to run a dungeon and I can't even get halfway through a dungeon without having to possibly leave or start to unequip myself with some loot and just get better stuff. I understand I can get it that certain ways it should work to where maybe possibly you can do it with somebody else and you guys can help each other with stashes, but I just don't like on how it is right now. I don't think I'm going to be purchasing that battle pass for $10.
See, with the thing with how Diablo used to be, when you would do the dungeons or you would do anything big, unless you were in like the cow level, you could portal out, dump your inventory, and portal right back in without losing anything. But with the tomes, but you don't really see that. I didn't really see the tomes when I played it for the very short, like what, 45 minutes that I played. I was not impressed. But I think it's also because like when I play Diablo, it's not so much a console game for me. It's a PC game. It's a game that I've always played on PC. So I feel like, I don't know, it's something different between the PC and the console when you play specific games. I think Diablo 4 is not made or should have never been made for console. And I'm sorry for everyone who might get mad at me for that one, but it is a PC game. And I feel with them adapting it to the console, it lost a lot of its luster for me. And I find it lacking.
The first game that I experienced with that would have to be the Sims franchise. Plays great on the PC, but when you start to put it to the console, you start to lose a lot of what made the game that game. And, you know, the big thing is, being on the PC, you have such a wide variety of buttons and controls, and there's a lot easier interface, and it is nice and condensed on the console, but you are very limited to what you can and cannot do. Age of Empires 2, the definitive edition, is on Xbox. I want to play it so bad on the Xbox, and I have a feeling as soon as I pick it up and I start playing it, I'm going to play the shit out of it. But I heavily played that one on the PC, and I'm very afraid that when I play it on the console, I'm just not going to get that same appeal, and I'm just not going to want to play it as many hours as what I did when it was on the PC.
And that's the thing. Like, when games are being created or the idea is being formed, I think they really need to take in a look into their audience and what console that they really want to make the game for, because they can't just throw any game out there and go, you can do this on the PC and the console, because it's two different experiences. And for people who have never played on a PC, they'll never really understand the true gaming experience for specific games like Diablo, like the Empire game, like Sims, so many other games when it's on the PC, like you said, many controls. But not only that, the graphics take a play into it. The memory, everything that they can do with the game, they can make it bigger for a PC, but they can't make it bigger for the console without losing stuff.
What is better? In my mind, I would still prefer the console, because when I buy the console, everything as far as the developers that will release on that console will run on that console. Yeah, you might drop frames or you're probably going to hit bugs, as you do with the majority of the games that you have released nowadays. With the PC, you could be having the same game, World of Warcraft, for example. You could be having the same game that you've been playing over the 10 plus, almost 20 years, right? Now, all of a sudden, after an update, your graphics card is not going to work, or your audio driver is not going to work. So you're going to have to now put money into your PC if you're not computer savvy with that kind of stuff, and you got to take it somewhere, put some more money into it. So with a console, it's like a one-stop shop. There it is. Everything that's going to come out on this rectangle, you're going to be able to put in and play as long as you have an internet connection. And I would like to have a PC that is just dedicated to gaming, in which you did give me the Fallout PC, in which it is just for dedicated gaming. It has been updated in probably 5 years or so. So it's almost fucking ancient at this point when you talk about technology. There's so many things that can go wrong with it.
Well, not only that, but things can go wrong on the console too. But I don't think it's a, you know, what's better, you know, PC, Xbox, PlayStation. I believe it's the game and your intentions of what games you like to play. So rather than going, you know, it is expensive to have a PC, it is expensive to update it, but it depends on the gamer that you are. If you're heavy into the MMORPGs, then PC is the way that you're going to be going, regardless. Yes, you may enjoy console gaming, but it all depends on the games that you play. So, World of Warcraft, heavy into that. I played the crap out of that. That was like my game, and I played that on a laptop. And trust me, I know the struggles. I've killed many a laptops playing that game, even in the middle of raids. And I played my PC more over my console because I've always had an Xbox and a PlayStation because of the type of games that I play. Yes, I do like to play Assassin's Creed. It's the only reason why I had ever gotten a PlayStation was because it had a huge deal on the Assassin's Creed game. And it's all about really the games you play and what you like to play. And I believe, like, the console wars, yeah, great, you know, if you're just, like, into the name brand, like, console, for me, it's the games. It's all about the games. I've played Portal on PC, and I've preferred that on PC rather than on console. And I like MMORPGs. I love RPG games. I really love diving in there and getting into the story, and I find those better on a PC rather than a console. But your console can get hacked. How many times has PlayStation had issues with hacking? Xbox is the only one that I haven't heard too many hacking things about. But you get a lot of software issues, a lot of corruption. So, I mean, everything has its faults. I can tell you how many PlayStations I've gone through. I can tell you how many times I've sent Xbox in when they used to do free services on your Xboxes. And you remember the issues with the original, like,
it was a free service because they released a pile of shit.
Well, you remember what you had to do with the old, you know, 360, wrap it in a towel. And
no, that's not what you were ever supposed to do. That's just what the internet pushed out. Oh, you wrap it in a towel, throw it in the oven, and cook it for a couple hours, and everything's fine.
But, no. You know, it's like everybody has these things that they used to do whenever shit went wrong. Just, what, 2 years ago, our PlayStation 4 finally kicked the bucket and wouldn't turn on, fully corrupted, and we lost everything. And I mean, I'm not... The only reason I had wanted the PlayStation was because of Final Fantasy VII Remake, which I'm still very disappointed in.
It was a good purchase. It was something that we got a lot of use out of. It was nice to have everything for the virtual reality side and dipping into that. And that seems to be a little bit easier. I still believe doing it on the console versus the PC just because of the whole compatibility. We won't get back into that discussion. But we also talk about gaming. We have a lot of games that can be played on our mobile devices now. So you're paying, what's the price of a brand new smartphone nowadays? Over $1,000?
Yeah, over $1,000.
$1,000. Xbox, PlayStation, brand new, $400 or $500. Custom-made PC, $600 or $700. So I guess whatever you want to be your platform to play it on, have fun with it, enjoy it, and just try to get every bit out of it. It's just a very artificial world, knowing that everything is connected to the internet. And if you don't have internet, you're really not going to have anything. Unless you got a hard disk or you got something that you can physically put in that's not going to need a day one update or something. It's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard. And I really hate to see what's going to happen in the next 20 years into the gaming industry. Because we rely so much on this, and maybe it's just the older I get, the more crab ass I become about, oh, you know, internet, and, you know, this is witchcraft and sorcery, and, you know, I just don't fucking understand it. It is cool to have. I do love having it. I just hate relying on it so much.
I completely understand that, because, like, you know, board games were a thing, too. Like, you liked to play Monopoly.
Liked is the tense that is correctly used in that sentence, because I still like to play it. But I liked to play it up until the point I played you. And I don't want to ever go back down that dark road of depression of losing a 14-hour game of Monopoly, being told that I can't leave the table. And if I am going to use the bathroom, I got 5 minutes and I need to report back to the table just to keep on losing. But it's so goddamn painful because you would not just let me fold like we're playing poker.
No, you got to play the game and you got to play it right. Like, I mean,
I always play a game. I quit the fucking game. I'm done with it.
But, you know, growing up, we grew up without all the electronics. So board games were a big thing for us growing up. Just gaming as a whole has grown so much through the years that I see so many endless possibilities that are coming up. I just wish that they would focus more on us rather than the money, because I'm not really excited for things coming out anytime soon.
I'm excited for a few things that are coming out. I just don't know which direction that they're going to be taking it. And then with as heavy as the microtransactions are, I don't want to dump money into a game just to make my character look cool. Okay, so I do have a Fortnite subscription. I get it, so I can't really be a hypocrite when I want to make this kind of an argument. But I don't see that point or that appeal to keep on dumping, again, I'm dumping money into a free goddamn game to give me some kind of a fake currency so that I can spend into the shop, and I really don't even spend that into the shop. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's something that I do enjoy, although I said that I don't really enjoy Fortnite as much, but we've also been playing it since, what, 2014?
Yeah.
2015?
We played it.
It's been out for a long time, though.
The first time we played it was the week release of it, and I remember us... We kept falling to our death because we couldn't figure out how to open our gliders. And then when we landed and we're like, we don't have weapons. What do we do? Because there was no rules to it. I remember the frustration the first day we ever played that game. And then we put it down for, what, 6 months, 8 months, picked it back up, and then we've been playing it since. And, you have a subscription to it, but it pays for your Game Pass, which you do utilize. And, I mean, your Christmas skins are always on point.
Yes, I do have holiday skins, and this is where I guess I kind of become a child with certain things that, things have to match or have to look a certain way. But also some of the people that I play with, it could be, oh, we're doing a Star Wars match. Everybody wears Star Wars colors, or we're doing blue characters or certain gliders. And that's fine, I guess, but when you're playing a game for 2 hours and you only play three matches because we're in the fucking lobby trying to figure out what everybody wants to decide to dress up as, it gets to be a little bit fucking boring. That's when I will leave the party and I will play by myself. I'm sorry, we can be friends after, but while you make up your mind, I'm going to go play two or three games. Okay, moving on. So for some video game news, while we're talking about Fortnite, we might as well go into Fortnite news. So Fortnite and Futurama is going to be having a crossover from what it has been teased. Do not have a confirmation on how many characters or what characters will be coming to Fortnite. That could be pretty cool. Elder Scrolls, with that collaboration, thank you to the collaboration, they were able to get get an Alliance War backpack bling for free. It was only for a limited time, and there was also a possibility to receive 300 V-Bucks as part of this collaboration. But there was a glitch that happened that Epic Games has fixed, and they have fixed it, so now that 300 bucks could be coming out of your account. So some players, they were able to get that twice, so just check your account and see if you have to have the money back reimbursed. There is a pop-up window that will come up, so if you guys are affected by it, you will know. It's kind of shitty that they do this kind of stuff, but hey, we're at the mercy of the game developers, and whatever they want to do with these updates, they can wipe our entire accounts if they really wanted to, right?
I mean, in all reality, it was a bug, and if it wasn't a substantial amount to where they obviously are not losing money, they should have just left it alone and said, congratulations, you won.
Enjoy the free shit from us.
And
we won't do that again.
Exactly. Like, the bug was fixed, and it's not like it completely impacted them. They're making plenty of money off the subscription. So, I mean, but I am excited for the Futurama crossover. I might hop on just to play that because Futurama was a show that I was really into.
But with having Futurama, what about shows like The Simpsons and Family Guy? Those other cartoon-esque shows, we were starting to see a lot of cartoon characters mm-hmm. in Fortnite. Probably a few months ago is when we started to see it with the anime.
Yep.
And I can just see this fucking game going on for a long-ass time.
Well, they had the Nike collab, so they're collabing with artists. They do those concerts, and you get like a free, like, you know what, 10-minute concert. And it's really cool to see and experience a lot of that stuff, and it is fun for kids. And I mean, I know the Futurama thing is going to be lost on a lot of people or a lot of players because they've never seen it, but they did have the Rick and Morty collab, what, last year or something like that. I believe the collabs that they're doing is to help keep the game
relevant.
In the spotlight, yeah. Relevant, keep it going,
mixing the pop culture and everything that we currently have going in with it. But speaking of things, that could be deleted. We're at the mercy of the game developers, Ubisoft. So Ubisoft is going to be clearing up their servers when it comes to accounts that have not been touched in a long time. For those people that are going to be affected, you are to receive an email saying that you have a 30-day notice. And the 30-day notice is going to let you know to log into your shit just to make sure that you are playing. If not, then everything is going to be automatically deleted.
And that, and you know, and they're talking about accounts that haven't been touched for 4+ years. So, you know, when you log into one of their games, you're automatically logging into your account. You're not going to lose it. But it's for the safety of your account and your information that they are deleting those extra ones. Because if you no longer play it, then they're going to get rid of your account. I do disagree with the fact of not being able to access your games if you had bought it. But I believe that there might be some more behind that. You might still be able to access those games, but I don't really know the full extent behind it quite yet, because they've only touched base on the fact that it's not 30 days. If you're not active, they're going to delete it. It's 4+ years. You'll get a notice, and 30 days from that notice, then they're going to delete the information. But they're doing it for security reasons.
I can't imagine the company killing off all the accounts and taking the games with them. I can see in-game cosmetics or just in-game purchases, but the main game titles and expansion packs, I would like to see those still intact with the accounts. But then how is that going to work if your account is linked with your games all digitally to where you don't own a physical copy? Once they go ahead and delete your account, well, you're kind of going to be losing your game too.
That is correct. So, I mean, it seems like an unfair thing, but what I would rather be able to keep my games and find a way just to delete that, you know, the personal information, like, you know, maybe your payment or stuff along that lines. But I understand the direction that they're trying to go for security reasons, because a lot of these companies do get security breaches, and that does affect people, and they do get, you know, money taken from their account from, you know, some third world country.
Kind of like Roblox.
Yeah.
Great segue. So Roblox did have a data leak. For everybody that attended, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but for some that attended the Roblox developer conference between the years of 2017 and 2020, they have had sensitive information leak as far as emails, IP addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, even down to your t-shirt sizes have all been exposed on the internet. Nearly 4,000 Roblox creators had their personal informations out there now. Nothing as far as banking informations or statements, but if they're starting to get a name, a date of birth, they can start to track down a social security number, then you can probably start to look at getting your identity hacked. So there's not too much that people are going to be needing if they really want to fuck up your life. But it just sucks that you put the kind of trust into a company that they're going to protect your stuff, right? Then something like that happens. And even just for you going to a damn press conference, yeah, you got to put a couple things in there. But I guess I wouldn't think of all of the conventions and Comic Cons and stuff that I've been to just because my name is out there, that can be used against me because I went to a convention for a weekend or something. But, you know, it's a sick fucking world. That's all it comes down to. Let's talk about Diablo 4. Season pass issues. So I've already talked about the long wait times. It's only gotten worse since Season 1 has come out. Since Season 1 has come out most recently, the $10 Battle Pass is going to give you 666 Platinum. And Platinum is going to be the in-game currency. I haven't seen too much in the store that I would want to buy, because again, it's all cosmetics, so I really don't care about that shit too much. A lot of these games, when you have a battle pass, Fortnite is a good example, Halo Infinite is another good example, probably even Rocket League. I don't look too much in Rocket League. If you have the premium tier or the premium pass, as long as you get all of those levels completed, it is going to pay for the next one. So it's going to be paying for itself, right? You're going to be buying one season pass and you can play nearly the game forever as long as the servers are online. But not in this case. So the cheapest cosmetic in the store is going to be 100 Platinum. if you want to buy the season pass for Diablo 4, that's going to cost you 1,000 platinum. So it's not even going to be nearly enough to cover. Blizzard has promised to fix a menu issue that's going on that it causes players to accidentally activate the premium battle pass. And I guess they put it so close to what you interact with on that menu every single time that you want to go to your inventory, you want to look at your menu or something, it's going to be right there. And it's an issue that people are just fed up about. Another one that I already bitched about is the lack of inventory slots that you have. People don't like that. And there's not enough virtual currency to afford the next battle pass in the battle pass. I'm sure it's going to change. I just can't imagine them not thinking about all these small things.
No, because basically
they release it. And it's just, I understand you want to do your own thing, but maybe this is a good time to start to look at other companies and see what they're doing, see what works, see what does not work. I understand you want to be a little bit different from the herd.
And you can be, but you need to, like, there's that, like, core. There's a core thing that the consumers want.
Yeah, don't rip off your fucking consumers.
Yeah, and so if you follow that core, then you can add some more stuff to it to make you an individual from that core and still be bringing people in. But if you so divert so far away from that core, people aren't going to want to be a part of it.
One more thing on Diablo 4. Are you familiar with hardcore mode?
I am, and I actually, what you're about to talk about, I felt hard for this person.
It's not the first person it happened to, and it sucks because this streamer, YouTuber, he goes by the name of, oh, God almighty. I'm just going to go ahead and say the letters W-U-D-I-J-O. He's one of the top-ranking Diablo players out there. He was playing on hardcore mode for Season 1, and he died at level 93 when the level cap is level 100. And he died because of a simple disconnect. And for those people that don't know about hardcore mode, you are not allowed to leave your game. You pretty much have to go right to it and play through it all the way. And if you die, if you get disconnected for any reason, everything that you have just gained on that account is gone forever.
Yep. You literally, it's once you're dead, and you start all over.
Yep. And shortly after this happened to him, within a couple days, not one, but two people did hit the level 100 cap on the first season of Diablo 4, and it took them roughly 53 hours.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a long time to be in one spot.
I don't think I can do it. I don't like hardcore. I don't at all. You've seen me rage over the one-hit wonders. I'm not a huge fan of that, but I commend anyone who can do it and is committed to it.
Red Dead Redemption. I don't know how everybody feels about that game, but I guess it's going to be having a remake. It was talked about back in, oh, I don't even know the exact year. So the original Red Dead Redemption came out in 2010. A couple years after, they were talking about a remake. Then all of a sudden, they halted everything. They canceled or scrapped the project. Now they're talking about it coming back out, and it could be possibly at the end of this year. Maybe next year, it is going to include the Undead Nightmare expansion. Why the fuck are we seeing a remake of this game?
It's too soon for one for a remake of this game. And if anything, they needed to remake Red Dead Revolver, because that one was my favorite. And the multiplayer on that one was more entertaining. But I honestly don't think that we needed a remake of Red Dead Redemption, because we still have Red Dead, and it doesn't even have a strong, like, it has a following, but it's not a strong game anymore. There's other games that have come out that have surpassed it. I don't know how you feel about it.
I haven't played it in a couple years. I did enjoy the multiplayer aspect of it. When I play a game like that, yes, it is by the same company, but I would still have to choose Grand Theft Auto over Red Dead Redemption if I do want to have everything that Grand Theft Auto has, but in an old school feel, old western. That is my go-to game.
I mean, yeah, I was running over bunnies and bushes, and I could run over people and vehicles in the other game. I mean, they're very similar, but you get very different. The creators did do a good job on both games. But it definitely, I mean, when I played it for a while, and then once I was done, I was done. I don't think I've done a second playthrough of that game.
Xbox Game Pass users are going to be disappointed after August 15th because they are going to be ending the preview and everything that they have learned the past couple of months. They're going to see what else they're going to want to offer to the consumers. So what I'm talking about is the Game Pass Ultimate members. You've been able to share it with your friends and your family and all that. Well, this is going to be coming down to an end. It does suck. It rolled into that program is PC gaming as well. So I want to hope that they're going to bring something like that back. You pay one monthly fee. You can have two, three, four people on that account. So like here at the house, y'all can use my account. So that way we can get off on another account and we can just save a little bit of money, right? Is that going to happen? Or are you have to wait and find out?
Yeah, and I think it's ridiculous because you have a household. And with us, we're a household that games together. And, you know, with having basically teenagers, they play video games. And paying each individual Xbox Live is very costly. And having one lumped together for a family, you know, even if it was a little bit more than the other ones, I would pay it.
If it gives me everything to where I have access to all the Xbox games, early releases, day one games being there at the Game Pass, being able to play on the PC, connectivity or compatibility with my mobile device, I'm willing to pay up the $30 a month. But I want to be able to get more than just myself.
Yeah, and I would too. And, you know, a lot of families struggle to pay that price for their kids to game. And I think it is fair to lose that program. Unfair. Not fair. Unfair.
Let's talk about one more thing before we jump into San Diego Comic-Con news. Star Wars Outlaws. The more I read up on this game, the more I am really wanting to play it. And there is a few things within that article that I got that is going to remind me a lot of you. Because they were comparing it very close to Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Oh my god, I loved Valhalla.
So if you want to complete all the way through Assassin's Creed Valhalla, it's going to take you up to 143 hours. Holy fuck.
That's if, you know, you do every single side quest, you look for, you know, that includes, like, the entirety of the game. Plus, you heard the witty banter I was having with the people. It was quite entertaining.
But see, that's a good example of a game to where if I'm going to pay $60 or $70 for it, I would want to spend that amount of hours to play the game and beat it in not a month or 2 months or 3 months. I want to be able to pick it up at my leisure. And I don't want to say take me 4 or 5 years to beat the fucking game. But if you're going to it, then there's always something that you can do. So it is nice.
It is. And it is quite a really great. I enjoyed it. I really did.
Star Wars Outlaws is going to be coming out sometime next year in 2024. And the developers have promised that this is not going to be a game that is going to be taking 200 or 300 hours out of your life in order just to go ahead and finish the RPG. It's very focused on action adventure and it will take people on a ride and is very manageable. So I'm guessing with in quotations that was from the creative director, with it being manageable as far as maybe 80 hours, 60, 80 hours, but then you're still able to play it kind of like Grand Theft Auto, right? So you're going to have your main quest, you can go ahead and get everything done, but then you can still play the game, you can still do a lot of fun stuff, and there's still an ever-changing environment.
Yeah, and I would love to see that. Like, I really loved playing the Star Wars Online game, SWTOR. That was a lot of fun and ever-changing, and so it would be nice to see a game that you could play through the story, but if you wanted to add more to it, you could continue just to go with it rather than having to end in 80 hours.
Now let's get into the meat and potato of the podcast, San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of cool stuff has come out. We're not going to go ahead and touch on everything that was released. A lot of comic book stuff, a lot of stuff in the TV and movie industry, but we're just going to talk about a few things that guess kind of hit close to home. One of the very first things for me, Nickelodeon has acquired the rights to the 1987 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle series.
That's exciting.
Almost 200 episodes. So that's pretty cool. And then stepping back into the Xbox news, Xbox has created the world's first ever pizza-scented controller.
I mean, I don't know if I want that controller. Because you got to imagine that it, what it's going to smell like after it's been hot and sweated on with your hands.
I don't see the appeal.
It's like it's like, you know, one of those scratch and sniff stickers, except for your controller.
I understand what it is. So this is as part of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles tie-in with Paramount Pictures. So it's cool that they're doing it. I guess I just don't get it. So something I don't get to understand, it's called The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. This series is going to continue Rick and Michonne's love story, and it's supposed to release sometime next year.
So they can't just, like, finish the universe. They got to do all these little spinoffs. Like, I haven't even finished the series.
I have not finished it either. There's another one, Daryl Dixon and Dead City, that has been renewed for its second season. So we're going to be seeing a lot more Walking Dead stuff, and it's amazing how one simple comic book has just spawned into this multi-million dollar business. And goddamn those creators. They're probably just rolling in money.
Yeah.
They don't even have to do anything at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it goes as far as I remember vampires being a very hot thing back in the day, and all of a sudden here come the zombies.
Through that. I'm fine with the zombies still being here. I still can't stand it, but I'm over the fucking vampires.
Even the sparkly ones?
Oh, yeah, especially the sparkly ones. I'm not Team Jacob or Edward on nobody's team. Get that shit off my fucking TV. But a game in The Walking Dead is called Betrayal. I do want to play this. It's only going to be on PC via Steam. But you can cook, craft, survive, communicate with your party members. And it's supposed to be out sometime later this year. And that's just for the game itself. The beta is supposed to be happening on August 10th. So maybe I'll boot up the old PC and see if it will run it. I don't know if it will. I don't think it will. But
that's definitely one of the type of games that we definitely play together.
Yes. I am, as much as I love the game, 7 Days to Die.
I'm over it.
I'm over it, too. Yes. We've had so many worlds or so many maps that we have done, countless of hours, and we're still encountering issues of how to fucking play together.
Exactly. We have to create a new world every time we want to play together. And the one time we got into our old world, now we can't even remember how the hell to get into it together. So, I mean, after the last time we tried to play it, I'm over it. I'm done.
Yep. So it's time for something else. Sony announced a brand new Spider-Man themed PS5 and DualSense controller. Looks pretty cool. Something I'm not going to be getting into, though. The Marvels official trailer did come out. That's supposed to be coming out, the movie, November 10th of this year. Borderlands Echo Vision Live has been revealed. It's a new interactive streaming series set in the Borderlands universe. There's really no set release window with it, but we did have some other Borderlands news, and I'm really looking forward to this. The Borderlands movie by Lionsgate Film. It's supposed to be coming out next year, August 9th, written and directed by Eli Roth. So this has been in the projects since 2015. So it's been a very long time. I'm glad it's happening. I just hope they don't throw an actor or actress that I just can't stand into the fucking movie and give them a main spot that's going to kill. But so I was thinking about this in the shower. That's where I do a lot of my thinking. I know, it sounds so fucking weird.
It's a great place.
So it sounds weird when I tell people, I was thinking about you in the shower last night. They're like, oh, okay. But that's where I do a lot of my thinking, and I said that to myself, and then I also said, you know what, let's say they put her or him into the film, and I just can't stand that individual just for who they are, how they act. But if they do a good job in that role, then I can't really hate the person. I just want it to be a good fucking movie, because it's been a great game, a great franchise to me, that I played the ever-living shit out of those first two. Haven't really dipped into the third one too much, and all the little side spit off projects, but I still love the franchise.
I hope the best for your movie. I just hope you don't run into the same issues I ran into when the Warcraft movie came out.
The Warcraft movie was not that bad. Kind of what I was expecting.
There's no pretty orcs. I had a problem with how some of the story went, but I also had a problem with how some of the characters looked, because that is not what an orc looks like. There's no pretty orcs.
I had a problem with the Far Cry movie.
I had a
problem with the Assassin's Creed movie.
I had a huge problem with that one. Huge, huge problem.
I still have yet to see the Assassin's Creed movie all the way through. I turn it off in rage or I fall asleep because it's not appealing.
Yeah, we've never finished that one, ever, and I don't think we ever will.
Rick and Morty the anime is going to be coming out. It was just talked about. There's a John Wick spinoff called The Continental that is going to have a September 22nd premiere date that's going to be coming out on Peacock as a three-part series. Mortal Kombat Legends Cage Match is going to be coming out October 17th, and High on Life is now available on the PS4 and PS5. It is no longer a Xbox exclusive. Seen the game, haven't played it, looks interesting. High on Knife is, I guess, something that the company is going to be wanting to come out. Four games that I'm looking forward to, Payday 3.
Yeah.
I really want September to come through. I really want to jump into Payday 2. And I have been thinking about re-downloading it just to jump back on it and to play it. But I've been resisting because there's other games that I've been wanting to play. And just so many games out there.
There are a lot of games out there. I'm just really not looking forward to anything quite yet.
Okay, so final thoughts.
Well, I'm excited for everything that San Diego Comic-Con has announced. I'm hoping for some really juicy video game news soon, and I'm very disappointed in losing the Family Pass on Xbox. You?
Everything that we talked about, it's nice that we did have a San Diego Comic-Con. We did not have a E3 ever since COVID. That still has yet to come back in full force, so it's cool that we are seeing this kind of stuff. It's nice that companies and developers are still wanting to push stuff out to the consumers to let them know what they are working on. There's not really much appeal with everything that I was reading besides the Borderlands movie. When it comes to the gaming at San Diego Comic-Con, I would have to say the Walking Dead Betrayal game.
Yeah, that does sound really interesting. I'm really looking forward to like a really good cooperative game that doesn't give a lot of issues.
I'm looking for that good co-op game that we can get back into, that we can dump a lot of time into. And I want it to be something like Rust. But at the same time, I don't want it to be like Rust, because it is just like hardcore mode in Diablo 4. As soon as you die, you lose everything.
Yep.
Yeah, you do restart your character, but you lose everything. So I'm curious to see how they're going to be doing that. I do want to jump back into some games, but finding that free time, we are here in the middle of summer. It's beautiful weather outside, so we've been spending a lot of time outside and not really too much time inside. So we'll have to revisit probably here in a couple podcasts of what we're going to be looking forward to coming into the holiday season. But I don't want to think about that, although it's one of my favorite seasons. It's very cold. The older I get, the more my body hates it. So I'm going to enjoy being in the warm weather as long as we can. We have three dogs that want to go outside and enjoy themselves and hang out with the livestock in the backyard. And we're going to sign off from here. And everybody out there, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Steve.
And I'm Megan.
Take care. Do not have a confirmation on how many characters or what characters are to be going or will... Fuck me.